Meals for the detainees are prepared in the same kitchen where meals for the sailors and soldiers on the naval base are cooked.
We got a six menu, best selection menu, what they want. So today lunch is going to be chicken, olive oil with the noodle and the green bean.
Sam King is the cook in charge of detainee food. She showed us a separate aisle in the kitchen where all the meat for detainees is prepared and cooked in the Orthodox Muslim style known as halal. All the meat detainees eat comes from a certified halal producer in the United States. The meals look tasty enough in the styrofoam boxes that were being sent out to the camps, but I also learned that there continue to be several detainees on hunger strikes. Some of them were being fed intravenously. The detention camp doctor, who calls himself Dr. Utah, assured me their health was being carefully monitored and that the force feeding is done humanely.
A small feeding tube, which is the size of about that big, a large piece of spaghetti, rigatoni maybe, and it gets inserted with lubrication through the nose. And like I say, we calculate what their nutritional needs are, and we feed them according to that.
Utah wouldn't comment on why the detainees were refusing to eat or exactly how many are hunger striking. In the early days of the detention center, there were reports that guards had stepped on or otherwise disrespected the Qurans that detainees have in their cells. My guides went out of their way on this tour to assure me that all religious items and the 5 times a day prayer schedule are being very carefully respected. In Camp 6, Lieutenant Jeff Harris allowed me to peer into a cell block where prayer time was being observed. He pointed to a yellow rubber cone in the middle of the floor, placed there to remind guards to remain quiet.
During this time, these doors won't be open. Nothing will happen inside the facility with the exception of them practicing prayer call. No matter what we're doing, we stop.
Harris said detainees are also allowed to pray outside in the recreation yard.
So they can come out here and play soccer and pray and eat, and the arrows are towards Mecca, so they can pray together, again, eat together. What they do out here for the most part is they play soccer, and that's what they'll do. Pray and play soccer.
The man responsible for training guards in cross-cultural etiquette is a Jordanian who calls himself Zach. He wanted to make it clear that while it's important for guards to understand Islam, it's equally important that they know that religion has nothing to do with why the detainees are being held.
So if these detainees knew 1% about religion, they would not be in this position. We know, you know, this Al-Qaeda idea, you know, is not about religion. It's about political power.
The future of the 242 detainees still held in Guantanamo is now a political football. But none of the people currently in charge of their care and feeding were willing to venture a guess about where they will be sent once the prisons are closed down within the next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.